AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is set to expire tomorrow. Democrats say they won't help approve more funding until new restrictions are placed on federal immigration operations after the fatal shooting of Alex Preddy and Renee Good in Minneapolis last month. At a news conference, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Democrats are sticking to their demands for big changes at ICE.
We've drawn a hard line in the sand on behalf of the American people, and we're not going to allow the Congress to cross it. ICE needs to be dramatically reformed. Period. Full stop.
In remarks, President Donald Trump says the operation that seized Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro again made the U.S. military feared around the globe.
That night, the entire world saw what the full military might, the U.S. military is capable of. That was an unbelievable operation, but that was a smaller operation. But it was so precise, so incredible.
An au pair who schemed with her employer-turned-lover to kill his wife and another man received a 10-year prison sentence. During victims' impact statements, Sangeeta Ryan, the aunt of murder victim Joseph Ryan, asked the judge to throw the book at former au pair Juliana Perez Miguel Hayes.
So many opportunities to do the right thing, and Juliana over and over chose not to. And while we acknowledge that she found the strength to tell the truth, it doesn't absolve the responsibility. So today we leave here, finally standing as Joe's family. This nightmare's ending. It's our hope that Juliana doesn't walk free, but continues to reflect on how she became capable of doing this.
At a news conference, Maria Sue, superintendent of the San Francisco Unified School District, says they've reached a deal with striking teachers.
We have a tentative agreement to get our kids back into school.
Audio courtesy of KGO. This is AP News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on President Trump pardoning five former NFL stars.
President Trump has pardoned five former NFL stars for crimes ranging from drug trafficking to perjury. There's running back Jamal Lewis, who served prison time in a drug case in the middle of his career.
Going day to day, that is a long time, and it gives you a lot of time to actually think.
Two other ex-stars who pleaded guilty to drug charges, Travis Henry and Nate Newton, were also pardoned, as was former Heisman Trophy winner and All-Pro Billy Cannon, who admitted to counterfeiting. Finally, Hall of Famer Joe Klecko.
In 1986, I was the highest paid defensive lineman in the league. I made $700,000.
The ex-Jet pleaded guilty to perjury after lying to a federal grand jury investigating insurance fraud. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.